What do I have to do before people will realize I am warning the apostles and prophets to tell the people to repent before I send judgment? My troops anointed by heaven will not be concerned with one another's name, for they will recognize the Holy Spirit within my children. They will not recognize a name, nor even know their past, but they will recognize one another by the anointing of my Holy Spirit. You shall gather together in my name and walk in holiness and truth to my statutes, and walk side by side, traveling together for one purpose, and that is to warn people my judgment is soon to fall. The year 2003, my anointed hidden ones will come out of hiding and join together with my daughter speaking this, and together they shall pray for delay of my judgment. And if enough people repent, I shall stay my hand of judgment another time. You nations that develop weapons, fine-tuning them so you can shoot down one another's missiles, ask yourself this: how can you defend yourself against a war from heaven as I threw upon earth, including America, meteors that will crush your homes, businesses, capitals? And I tell you, enough of your foolishness. I, Yahweh, will show you a war of unmagnitude proportions if you don't repent, turn away from your wicked ways, live holy and be holy, and call upon my name in the name of my son Yahshua. You can pass all the ungodly laws you want, but I, Yahweh, am the only lawgiver, and there are stiff consequences for those who call themselves lawmakers and are really lawbreakers. I, Yahweh, am not amused. Neither shall you be when I, Yahweh, and my son Yahshua are through with you. For those that dare to mock the messages, I, Yahweh, send forth such as this one. Put your hands up and defend yourself against the everlasting Creator, the one called the Ancient of Days. For I have no beginning and no end. I am the Aleph and the Tav. You who call yourself Christians and yet follow not the ways of my son Yahshua in observing even the holy times. You who call yourself Christian, who boast and say, I'm not a Jew, and yet I said you are grafted in when you follow Yahshua and accept him as Messiah, loving and putting Yahweh and Yahshua first in your lives, striving to obey my laws, knowing you have an intercessor, a savior in my son Yahshua, when you do sin, but not purposely grieving the Holy Spirit and sinning and endangering your very soul. How few of you remember that you must all work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The majority of you who call yourself Christians, for the most part, are anti-Semitic. You shun the Hebrew ways, the Torah, the Tanakh, and only want to claim the New Testament. You only want to gather together on a man-made Sabbath, not on a true Shabbat. How many Christians only want to celebrate man-made pagan holidays and shun the true Hebrew holy days? How many of you only want to use what you call church to pacify me, or as a fashion show or a gossip fest? You Christians don't realize that Pentecost is not found in most of your churches because you have grieved my Holy Spirit and chased the Ruach out. You read of the 12 disciples and quote the Jewish scriptures and claim the Bible as your promises, yet you cut yourself off from all that is Hebrew and brag you are not a Jew. You dare to boast how I, Yahweh, cut off the natural vine to graft you Gentiles in, so the natural vine would become jealous, and yet then you reject the natural vine and reject the things I, Yahweh, taught them. You who call yourself Christian allow Rome to supposedly change the only day I set apart, blessed and sanctified.